Out in the fields, I'm Brian German with California Ag Today. Going into the year, a good number of raisin growers made the decision to go with a more mechanized harvest. That left an abundance of labor available for those who decided to stay handpicked with their harvest. Steve Spate is the grower representative for the Raisin Bargaining Association based in Fresno. Realizing that many industries have struggled with labor this year, Spate noted that growers were appreciative for the abundance of labor during harvest.
And that's kind of a result of more people going towards the mechanized harvest, and multiple reasons. It's the cost factor, you know, on the machine continuous harvest.
Growers were thankful for the amount of labor available this year. However, they also have some serious concerns regarding the cost of labor in the next few years. Between a minimum wage that will be incrementally climbing to $15 an hour in a couple years, and the newly established shorter workday for farm workers, growers are now considering the investment in mechanization as being more cost-effective in the long run.
Absolutely. And I think it will continue to see shifts towards any type of mechanization possible due to some of those minimum wage and the governor signing the bill that results in overtime. Where we used to have the ability to have workers work longer hours before overtime kicked in.
More from Steve Spate after this.
Thinking of buying or selling agricultural property? Think Pearson Realty, the industry leader in farm real estate brokerage for nearly 100 years. Call a Pearson Realty experienced ag property specialist today at 559-432-6200. Again, 559-432-6200.
Because of the cyclical nature of grapevines, growers were already anticipating this year's raisin crop to be considerably less than last year's bountiful harvest. However, when growers were laying their grape clusters down to dry in late August, early September, their tray counts were even lighter than anticipated. Now, with next year poised to be another successful one requiring a substantial amount of labor during harvest, growers will be looking into mechanization more and more.
That's going to have a compounding effect on not just minimum wage, but having to pay overtime, and the grower just isn't able to pass that on basically into the marketplace and the trading, you know, price. So it's going to have them looking to do things, either restrict the workers to that 8 hours only and to where they're not under that overtime, or shift towards more mechanized type systems.
You're listening to California Ag Today.